Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Yisrael cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, I will hear what Yah speaks unto Yisrael. Shalom. Yah barak to you, may be seated. Hallelujah. For I delight in the Torah of Yah. That is the revelation of Yahshua, the power of this revealed truth of Yahweh. Being real in me, I delight in that in the inward parts. May the blessings, the Esha of Yah, rest upon Yisrael here and scattered throughout the nations of the world. May His pure knowledge be revealed unto us, that we may understand the purpose and the plan of Yahweh that is revealed in His living truth. Yahshua is the living truth of Almighty Yahweh. He is the power of Torah revealed unto man, the dynamics of Torah, the importance and the life that is revealed in Torah. If it is not so, then he is a false charlatan, and every word that he spoke was superficial. It did not proceed from the bosom of the Abba, but it proceeded from this false disillusion of a man that had no authority of the diction of the dictates of the Torah. We must search Scripture and see if Scripture, the Ketu, the Tetvay, adds up to what the Novi spoke, what Yahshua spoke, and what we convey unto one another today. We shall see whether Scripture is accurate, whether it is truthful, whether Yahshua is a false charlatan full of deception. And the only place we can find the reality of that truth, we must be done in Torah. What has been revealed by the mouths of the Nobi of Yah, that we may understand what Yah commands unto Yisrael. We ask the question, or we do not ask the question. It is one thing that we know for sure that Yahshua was perfect. Was he not perfect? Was he complete? Now we know that as far as our flesh, it dwelleth no tough thing at all. Now that must be a contradictory, or either he was less perfected, or he was completely perfect. How do we justify that? What do we base that upon? Do we base it upon because he says, or we say he did not sin? It must be a clarification in Scripture. We are a people, I say this to us, Israel. We are a people that's very easily to be duped. And in all of our years of Christianity, we heard that. It was spoken by men like me. You heard it by others. And Yahshua was perfect. There's only one way he can be perfect. And he could have been perfect. There's only one way. Only one way. Only one. And Scripture must identify the character of one that is perfect. It says, David says in Tehillim, Psalm, in the book of Psalms, Tehillim 19. It says in verse 1 that the heavens, Hoshemaim, declare the Kabul, the honor of Yah. And the fragment shows his handiworks. So Hashemayim, the heavens, the sun, the stars, the moon, they declare the power of the honor of Omariah. For they shine with the brightness of excellence, whereby the natural eye on the sun, it cannot even look upon it for a certain period of time. And so are we when we are foul and unclean, we cannot look unto him. That's why many times we cannot look unto him, but because of our corruption, we have not identified the sin of our love that have separated us from Yah. Any time there's a separation or a sense of separation between you and Yah, it is sin that has separated you from Almighty Yahweh. So the Hashemayams declare the power of his kabut, the excellence of his might, and the splendor of his beauty. Well, how was that declared? By the word of his mouth. The heavens were declared by the word of his mouth. Yeshua is the word, the Torah of Yah made flesh. And he, if he is not the Torah of Yah made flesh, he is not perfect. He did not work in the perfect, he did not operate in the perfect statutes of Almighty Yah. In order for him to be perfected or be the perfect one, he must be the word of the Torah word living among men. It has to be. If it's not so, then the word of Yah is a lie. It says in the 7th verse of the same chapter, it says that the Torah of the Most High Yahweh is what? Is perfect. Yeshua is the word of Yah made what? Flesh. So the Torah of Yah is perfect. And he was perfect. He was the perfection of the Torah of Yah. He is the word of Yah made flesh. He dwelt in the bosom and the lap of Yah. Hallelujah. You cannot judge the word of Yah on a prism that is broken, or it must be filtered through a mind that is not the mind of Yeshua HaMashiach. So he was perfect, was he not? He was perfect. He was the perfect gift that came from above. Because every perfect gift comes from above. So it has to come from Yahweh, does it not? So the Torah of Yahweh, it did not say the Torah of Moshe. It did not say the Torah of man. It says the Torah of Yah is perfect. Converting the nephesh, the soul. Did not Yeshua come to convert the souls? Did he not convert the heart of man? And that is what the living Torah does. It converts us and changes us from a man with a stony love to one that has one of flesh that is pliable by the Torah of Almighty Yah. For the Torah of Yah is perfect. That's why Yeshua is perfect. He is the Torah, the word of Yah, made flesh, converting the souls. The testimony of Yah is sure, making the wise simple. For we have a sure foundation. Yeshua is the sure foundation, the cornerstone of Torah, because it is the Mishra, the government of Almighty Yahweh. It is what governs him. Is Yahweh perfect? Is the Most High perfect? It is what was in his bosom that governs him. And if it governs Yahweh, then it converts us from a man or a woman that's full of iniquitous ways and sinful practices, that we will walk in the power of the testimony of Almighty Yahweh. Did not the testimony that Yeshua delivered unto us of the Abba, has it not caused us to be converted, our minds to be altered, and our desires to be changed? Well, certainly it has. And that is what the testimony of Yah does. For when he opened up the Red Sea for Israel to walk through dry shod, the Hittites, the Philistines, the Amorites, they all heard of the mighty power of this wonder that they call Yah had done for them. Even our testimonies one unto another, if we perceive them in the light of Yeshua, they will be a great blessing to one another. If it's a true testimony of Yah, it testifies of the might and the power of Yah. I'm not talking about this frivolity and this foolishness that they have in these damnable whorehouses that exalts flesh. I'm talking about exalting the living Torah of Yah. There is no perfection without a living Torah. And the Torah was made flesh. The word of Yah was made flesh. And the Torah of Yah is perfect. There are no flaws in that. No flaws in Yeshua. That's why he could declare that I am the Derek. I am the way of the Torah. I am the light of the Torah. I am the Emat. I am the truth of the Torah. I am the Emuna, the faith of the Torah. I am the Hayah of the Torah. He is the word of Yah. He is the living word of Yahweh. And the word of Yah lives. It lives in Israel. It must be in Israel. And only you that have the Torah of Yah in your lap, you can only hear what Yah speaks unto Israel. For the book says that. There were many that Yahshua went to, lawyers or doctors of Torah, but they cannot hear. They cannot perceive that Yah spoke unto them. So the testimony of Yah, it causes the heart of man to be changed. His statutes, the statutes of Yahweh are right. They cause the lamb to rejoice. The lamb rejoicing the lamb, the commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. And that is what the commandment of Yah does. It enlightens us. Yahshua is the command of Yah to declare unto Israel the Bizarak of the word of Yah, the teaching of the word of the power of the living Torah. He is life, for he is Torah. There's life in Torah, and that is where it came from, the bosom of Yah. And everything that comes from the bosom of Yah, it produces life. Yahshua is the life of Yah, not these little fictitious tales and stories we have learned in Christendom. It is not the truth of Yah. That's why we can't get free from our own self-righteousness and the stigma that is upon us. We can't be made free. For whom the word of Yah makes free, for whom Yahshua makes free, they're free indeed. They're free. And that is what the Torah does. It makes us free from the bondage of sin and the power of death. It frees us. We're free. To Shahar. To Shahar. That is to worship Yah. And I want to say this, you cannot worship Yah, as I said this morning, without making a loud noise. You cannot worship Yahweh without a sound flowing from you. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you pretend you are a liar. You cannot worship Yah without a joyful sound. You cannot worship Him without making loud sounds. He commands that of Israel. You can sit here all solid, rebellious. It is to your own damnation and your destruction. This is the command of Yah. Now, I don't want to get sidetracked. I do want to teach what the word of Yah says. For the Torah of Yah is perfect. And that is why Yahshua is perfect. Because he is the Torah of Yahweh. That is what we base his perfection upon. He is the living Torah of Almighty Yah. And because he is the living Torah of Yah, he is the perfectness or the perfection of Almighty Yah. He is complete. The Torah is complete. The Torah is complete. Nishra of Yah is complete. There's no falsehood in it at all. Period. Now in the doctrines of men, by their traditions, we find falsehood. We find all kinds of fault lines in that. But you will not find it in the Torah. You will not find it in the Torah. Well, it says that, and they're doing that today, but yet they're not doing that. The Torah of Yah is complete. His statutes are complete. He says here, and the statutes of Yah are right. All the statutes of Yah are right. Where do we find the statutes of Yah? Don't answer. I will answer. Where do we find the statutes of Yah? Where are the statutes of Yah located? Well, they're located in the Torah. Is Yahshua the fullness of the power of the Torah? He is the fullness of the power of the Torah. So we found the statues in Yahshua HaMashiach. And that's why you don't have to have a Peshat lamb. And that's why you don't have to offer up turtle doves or pigeons. Hallelujah. That's why you don't have to offer up a flower or a meal offering. Because the statutes are found in the Torah. And the Torah is perfect. And when a man understands the power of the statutes of Yah, it rejoices the lev. Because you would be in trouble trying to find a firstborn, would you not be? With the corruption of men, how they're selling oil for their own greed, as it were in the days of Yahshua, in the Bayat of Yah, the Makdash, the Kadosh Makdash, they were selling in there, were they not? To the highest bidder. And so we that without funds, we will be in bad shape. So the statutes of Yah, the limitations of Yah, are found in the Torah. And Yahshua is the living Torah of Almighty Yahweh. So in Yahshua we live, in Yahshua we have our being, and in Yahshua we find the rest of Yah. We have our might in Him. Hallelujah. So those that reject Yahshua, woe unto them. I will start a process today. May not finish it. Because I can never finish it. If I preach it every Shabbat, I can never finish it. Hallelujah. So if I began something and cut it off in the midweek, it is never finished. You will find it as you continue down the derech, the pathway of Yahshua HaMashiach. For He is the Word of Yah made flesh. He is the Torah. And the Torah of Yah is perfect. You will find no faults in the Torah. There are no ills in the Torah. And there is no falsehood in the Torah. I do this to establish your minds for the readiness of what I desire to teach unto you today by the will of Yah. Yeah. Scripture says in Exodus and Shemoth and Exodus, this is the word of Yah. As Yah speaks unto Israel by the mouth of His Nobi, Moshe, I want you all to hear this, because this has great ramifications and identity as I go forth in this teaching or message today, whatever you want to call it. It says in Shemoth in Exodus, in chapter 13, verse 9, it says this. It says, and it shall be a sign unto you upon thine hand, for a memorial between thine eyes, that Yahweh's Torah, is that what it says? So it was not Moshe's Torah, but it was Yahweh's Torah. Well, what is the Torah? It is the living word of Yah, brothers and sisters. Let no one beguile you with their excellent words of speech, their oratorical skills, their theatrics in their conveying a word to you. Be not deceived, my brothers and sisters, by the theatrics of men and women. But it says, and the Torah of Yah, and the Torah of Yah may be in your mouth. Do you all hear that? In the mouth of Moshe, it will be a sign unto Israel that you have the Torah of Yah, that Yah is with you. It will be the strength unto Israel for them to know that I am with them by what things come forth and proceeds out of your mouth, because it will be the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. He says that the Torah of that Yahweh's Torah may be in your mouth, for with a strong hand have Yah brought you out of Mizraim. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in the season from year to year. He says unto Moshe that the Torah of ordinance, of the ordinance of Yah, Whatever is ordinance, whether it's his feast days, whether it is his Shabbat, whether the ordinance of his Torah, of dietary law, we shall observe to do that and to keep that. And do it with passion, brothers and sisters. When a man says he's an obi of Yah, there must be a Torah of Yahweh from his mouth. And now the men of Yah, they speak by the Torah Yeshua. For he is the living Torah of Yahweh. Moshe spoke by the Torah of Yah. And in that Torah, where a man sinned, he was condemned. Now we speak by the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Yeshua. For that Torah of Yeshua show, we understand, we are sensitized to the tenderness of Yah, to the mercies of Yah, whereby Israel could not understand that. When a man sinned, and two or three witnesses came and reported the sin, they died. And they died without mercy when it was a sin unto death. And yet the Torah of Yeshua speak of the quality and the intrinsic power of the mercies and the tenderness of Yah in the Torah from the beginning. It was because of the rebelliousness of sin in the love of man. Because of his wickedness. And in that Torah of life, Yeshua, we see the beauty and the fullness of the Torah of Hayah. And that is the robustness of Yah's life in Israel. That is the Esha, the blessings of his happiness and contentment. That is a life that is fruitful with the abundance of Yah that flows from the inward parts. Our problem is not the issues that surround us. Our problem is because we don't have one thing flowing out of us. Our problem is inwardly and not externally. Your problem is within your life. That's why you cannot hear what Yah speaks unto you. This is a wicked generation, and the hand of Yahweh is upon it. He's going to bring it down to the depths of hell and darkness. It is not a long time off as it was in the past, but it is nearer than when we first heard the words of the living Torah of Yah. The problem with Israel is not the external thing. Your problem with not believing and submitting unto Yah, it is a thing of the life. It is a thing of the heart. Yah says unto Israel in the Yeshaya. He says in the 51st chapter of Yeshaya, Yah says unto Israel, in chapter 51, verse 5, I want to read. Yah says, my Tzaddik is near, my salvation, my Yeshua has gone forth. And my arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Do we trust in the right arm of Yah? His arm is his Mishra, his Torah of life. Yeshua is the right arm of Yahweh, my brothers and sisters. He is the strength of the power of Yah's kingdom. When we trust in the arm of Yah, he says, lift up your eyes to Hashemayim and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my Yeshua, you all hear that? That this is important. That these things that I'm laying out, I will bring greater clarity when I go forth there. He said, but my Yeshua, my salvation, and that is the Hebraic expression of the word salvation. It is Yeshua. It is Yeshua. He said, but my salvation shall be for how long? Forever. Now that's important to remember. Shall be forever. And my Sudika shall not be abolished. Yah says, listen, Shemaka, guard, observe, hear, listen unto me. You that understand the Tzaddik, or the righteousness of Yah. Yahweh's righteousness, his Tzaddik, is from everlasting to everlasting, is it not? And his Torah, as Dawi declared in Tehillim 119:142, and his Torah is Imuna Imata, it is the truth. Yeshua is the truth of Yah. He is the Word made flesh. He is the perfect Word of Yah. He is the perfect living Word of Almighty Yah. And when a man walks in the Word of Yah, the living Word of Yah, Yahshua, he lives a life that is complete according to Torah. He lives a life that is submerged in Torah. His life is based upon the Mishra, the Torah of Almighty Yah, not these deceptions and lies that has been propagated and sent forth by the lying tongues of false men and women that declare themselves to be the messengers of Yah. They're not the messengers of Yah. For messenger of Yah, the Torah, shall come forth out of his mouth. I said to my wife last night, I had an apostle to call me from California. Do you all hear me? He says he is an apostle. And he called me. I will find out the legitimacy of the man. Hallelujah. For the word of Yah, and that is the power of his Torah, he shall burn in his mouth, like the shulishim of Yahshua, that declared the power of this truth throughout the entire world, that the message of this living Torah was spread to every corner of the world. That's why you have those in the boonies of the far-reach places of Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, that live by the strength and the direction of the Torah of Yah. The life of it may not be revealed unto them, but there are those that by nature obey the Torah of Yah, the seed, the elect of Israel. He shall save all Israel. Now we can become lethargic and drunken in this hour. And the reason why? Because we are not looking up unto our Shemayah. We're looking onto the flesh, and it's one thing the flesh gets. It gets drowsy, it gets sleepy. And when you eat, that's when it really wants to lay down on you, doesn't it? Hallelujah. So we must awaken and Shemakha, hear what Yahweh says. He say, hear me in verse 7. Listen or hearken unto me. You that know Sudika, the righteousness of Yah. Well, what is the righteousness of Yah? Where does it proceed? It proceeds from his bosom. And what comes from his bosom? His Torah. So there can be no Siddiqam without the bosom of Yah being revealed unto Israel. It comes from his inward parts. That's where it comes from. Christianity has duped us. It has messed us up, brothers and sisters. And that is the truth, whether we buy it or not. It's almost impossible to unravel the mess that our minds have been chained and shackled to. That's why we need a living Torah. Yahshua is the perfect Torah, the perfect government, Mishra of Almighty Yah. The people, listen now, the specifically, he identifies not the peoples, but the people out of the peoples. He said the people, that elect, that one, the people in whose what? Say it so I can hear you. Whose heart is what? Now who is this talking? Is this Yah talking? Is this the mouth of a prophecy of the Nobi of Yah? The people in whose love is my Torah. Fear you not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their reviling. So is the Torah of Yah in you? Is the living power of Yahshua in you? We declare that Yahshua is in me of a truth. The people in whose love, whereby Yahshua and the power of Yahshua dwell. Listen, my friend, it is not the expression of your low cheap verbiage. It is the power of the fruit of Yah that flows from that love. So we can speak a nice, excellent game, but it means nothing at all. The Torah of Yah is to judge us, to set the house in order. The people that will listen unto Yah, that will observe and guard his Torah, are those that have the Torah of Yah in their life. There are those that have it in their understanding, and that is what the doctors and the lawyers have, because they challenge the living Torah. I will show us examples of that. I believe and I know that Yahshua is the perfect Torah of Yah, because show me the man's sins. Show me where he sinned in the book. For the covenant of Yah declare the excellence of his power, his birth, and the power of his visitation unto Israel. Show me the man's sin. Show me where he sinned. Show me where he renounced the power of the Abba, or reduced the Abba beneath the power of his character, for he is the character of Yah. That is why the enemy despised the Torah. That is why the raising of this false Jezebel, this whore among us called, quote, Christendom, by a Messiah or by a Christ or a Christ, Jesus, has been one that has turned the eyes away from the Torah of Yah, unquote, truth. And so this Jesus has turned everything that these charlatans of hell, they tell you, well, this Jesus distorts the Torah, lies from the gutter of hell. You can allow your little nickel emotions to play a part of this. We must identify all truths according to what Torah and the covenant of Yah reveals unto us by the mouths of the Navi and by the living power of his Torah, Yahshua. To hell with your feelings and your emotions and the things you're still tied to. To hell with that, because that's where it's going. We must do things Yahweh's way. It's not done by the traditions of men. It's done by the way of the perfect Torah. For the Torah is perfect. Is Yahshua perfect? All right then. So he identifies the character of the Torah. He identifies, for I am the Derech. I am the way of the Torah. And I am the Imatz. I am the truth of the Torah of Almighty Yah. What is that? Do you understand that word Imatz? It means truth, and it identifies the steadfastness, the assurance, the certainty of Yah. But there's also a very valuable component of that as well, that it identifies the Emunah. There are three characteristics of Imatz, and that is the truth, that is an Omein, that we are sure of it, Omein. Omein, that's why people will cry, quote, Amen, unquote, hallelujah. But it is the Omein. Now there is a Greek goddess by the name of Amen. Now that is just the truth, but it is omained, and so it identifies that truth. It identifies the certainty of Yah, his Omein, and it also identifies, it has the connotation of the character of his Emunah, the faith, the faithfulness, the assurance of Yah that we find in Yahshua. For that's what we find in him. Is everything you need in Yahshua? Everything. I find no lack in my life. None whatsoever. There is nothing lacking in my life at all. Period. For in Yahshua I find it all. And the reason you can't find it all is because there is no Torah or the living Torah in your life. It's not there. And that's why you can't find all that I need is in Yahshua. For everything we need is in the Torah. Joy he supplied. Joy he satisfied. See, life would be worthless without the living power of the Torah. Without the living power of the Torah, life would be worthless. It would not even be worth living at all. So here we find this one that declares themselves HaMashiach, the one anointed of Yah, the word from the bosom of Yah. And he stands before a house that says that they know the Torah. And they didn't know the Torah. They didn't know it. Men today that stand in these places, they do not know the Torah of Yah. So I want to revisit a few scriptures from last week. At the beginning of this Bizorak, the teachings of Yah. Yahshua says in Yochanan 14:6. As he spoke unto Thomas, he says, I am the derech, I am the way, I am the way of the Torah, I am the living way of the Torah. And he says, I am the emats, I am the truth, I am the faithfulness of the Torah, I am the omain of the Torah, I am the steadfastness of the Torah, and I am the surety of the Torah. Now we know that the Torah is perfect. For the Torah of Yah is perfect. For the word of Yah is perfect. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. The word of Yah in our English vernacular, or what we read from the book, it does not, if I may use this expression, it does not express the word of Yahweh. For the word of Yahweh, as Yahshua is, he is the embodiment of the power of life of the bosom of Yah that is revealed through a dialogue with man that can only be related in the power of the knowledge of Torah. And it is based upon laws and stipulations and statutes and ordinances, cannot, can, do's and don'ts. And that's what it is. And so our English vernacular does not express the finite details of this verbiage that Yah speaks unto us. It really doesn't. It's only in Yahshua we must believe. We must believe on Him. And not only Him, but in Him. For He is the Torah. I am the derech, I am the way of the Torah, and I am the omein. I am the steadfastness. I am the emunah, the faithfulness. The Torah is faithful. Surely is the principles, the laws of the Torah of reciprocity. It is not found nowhere but in Torah. And these lion dogs today, they're saying that the people are blessed, they're not blessed. Their homes are ravished by hell. Their children, their minds are demented. Their attitudes are grotesque, shaped by hell. They are not blessed. They are liars, and they are not blessed. You can only find the Esha of the Torah, of the blessings of Yah in the Torah. And the Esha, it does not cause one to be heavy or broken or beat down. There is a happiness that flows from that one because they walk in the Esha of Yah. There are many women that will have to work from 9 to 9. There is no relief, there is no shafat, there is no rest, and they're being driven by hell, by the powers that dominates this world today. There is no liberty at all. So that is not the blessings of Yah. You can only find the Esha of Yah in the Torah of Yah. It is not what these lion dogs are teaching the people today. The Benny Hins and the Snake Jakes. The creeping dollar man out of Atlanta and the Bishop Long Daddy Long. All of these men are liars. They're children of hell. They are usurpers of the message of Yah to transform it into a message that is appeasable unto every kind of adulterous, damnable, wicked spirit there is. You can be a faggot and bounce up in those places. You can be a whoremonger shacking like dogs, and it makes no difference at all. You can be a thief, a drug dealer, you can be a punk, whatever you want. There is no intimidation in the midst of these lying perverters. None whatsoever. And everyone wants to emulate them or imitate them. I do not. And I say this emphatically. I never wanted to be like any of them. I was never impressed with Jim Baker. I was never impressed with any of them. And the day if there was only one man that I thought that had something that was worth garnering from, and that was Jimmy Swagger, the rest of them mounted up to a hill of beans or nothing. I was never impressed with them. I was never moved by their messages. Didn't even listen to them. Hallelujah. I'm not impressed with T.D. Jakes. I'm not impressed with Ron Parsley. I'm not impressed with any of them at all. I am not impressed with it. I am impressed with Yahshua though. Hallelujah. He impresses me. Hallelujah. Super brother impressed me more than they do. Ah, your faithfulness, young brother. Your assurance that you allow my heart to enjoy. I'm impressed with that more than one with a Rolls Royce or Lamborghini. That means nothing. Hallelujah. Is not that the same thing that short tongue trot impress Yahshua with? I give you the kingdoms if you worship me. These men are sacrificing their sons and their daughters unto hell, and that same spirit permeate throughout their congregations and throughout the earth today. The true seed of Israel, they must have the living Torah in them. That must be an evidence of Yahshua in them. And if there's an evidence that Yahshua is in them, it's one thing that will never be destroyed. That is the Nabi and the Torah. He came not to destroy the Torah, nor the Nabis. So if they have no delight in the Torah of Yah, in His Mishra, in His Mishvah, that the laws of Yah, whose commands, His statutes, that derive from His Mishvah, then they are deceivers and liars. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your brother, sister, it makes no difference at all. Your sons and daughter, it makes no difference. That's just the truth. You can fight with me because I am a fighter. I don't mind fighting. Hallelujah. You want to throw down, we can throw down. I have no problem with that at all. I'm fighting the tough fight of Emunah. And I must fight that to keep confidence in this. Hallelujah. So he says, I am the Derek. I'm the way of the Torah. I am the power of Torah delivered unto you. I am that power of Torah. Now he had to have that according to Scripture, according to Torah. If he was a false one, if he was not the perfect power of Torah, then he was a charlatan. Now look at what Scripture says in Devarim. In Deuteronomy 32. As the character of Yahweh, he expects the character of Yisrael. Did Yahshua have the character of Yahweh? Was he the character of Yahweh? Well, this is what Yah says in Devarim 32:3. Scripture says, 32 and verse 3. Because I will publish the name of Yahweh, it says, ascribe or declare you greatness to Yahweh our Abba. Now that is the character of Yah. This is one of his characteristics. Did they not declare that Yahshua was a great man? Did they not declare the greatness of his speech? Did they not declare the greatness of the miracles that no man could do these things unless Yahweh be with him? Did he not send forth the words? What did he send forth the words? And were they healed by the words? And that is what the Torah does. It's not these lying false healings of pity hen and all robbers and teenage snakes. These are not healings. Brothers and sisters, many times our maladies come because of our disobedience to the Torah of Yah, to the dietary Torah of Yah. These are not demons. This is just a witchcraft, rebellious spirit. We don't eat right. We don't sleep right. And we don't labor right. We don't work right. That's why we're sick. That's why we're overweight. We're fat. We're greedy. That's why. Because we just don't do what Yah says. Now you get offended. Just grow up. Eat some strong meat. And say, help me, Yah. That's all you do. Just say, help me. Help me to believe you. But that's our problem because we have gone away from the Torah of Yah, from the dietary principles of Yah, so our bodies cannot expense or expel all of this unnatural stuff that's in us. That's why we're full of poison. We're poisonous machines. That's just the truth. Hallelujah. So he sent forth his word. Listen, Yisrael, Yahshua was sent by Yah, was he not? Was he not sent to heal Yisrael? To bring them back to the Abba. That's what the word is sent to do. To heal you. To heal you of your brokenness. To heal you of your broken heart. Hallelujah. We were wrecked since the robbers got a leg broke. So her tibia was fractured. Hallelujah. So the healing of Yah is not this thing that men say, although that's part of it. But there must be a transformation in the inward parts. Listen, everything that Yahshua did, whether they were palsy, whether they were leprosy, it was a metaphor of the character of the state of Israel. They were unclean. They had not been washed with the full of soap of Yah. The Torah had not been the cleansing power because the Torah was not in the lev. So every healing constitutes this form of
or these maladies that were in Israel. It shows us this disfigured body, this crippled, unnimble man with no power, no resolve, no ability to get up, as the one laid by the pool of Shalom, and yet Yeshua, the living word of Yah, was his cleanser, just like Naaman. All he had to do was dip in the water, and that's all we have to do, is allow the water, the living water, Yeshua, to wash and to cleanse us. Now, I don't want to get distracted, but that's a whole different teaching and preaching that will last until Yeshua comes. But that's what these maladies were for. And so what Shelton has done, he sees the maladies of a deformed people. Say, come on to be healed. Come on, I'm Benny Hinn. Come and get your healing. They're liars. They're not healing no one. They come with those maladies and they leave. The cancerous thing are the cancerous forms of God worship. And the unclean practices among Israel, because we, regardless of what we recognize, we have gone that way. And whatever is sown in us, when you sow a seed, it must come forth. It may lay dormant, brothers and sisters, but it's got to come up. And when the rain comes, it's going to come up. When the true test comes, it's got to come up. Do you all hear me? Is this making sense? It is to me. Hallelujah. So all of these maladies and this deformity among Israel, it was a sign to show the state of Israel. Now in Yeshua we're complete. Hallelujah. He is that offspring of Yosef that he says, bring my bones out of Mizraim. No broken bones, nothing broken in his body. The Torah cannot be broken. The Torah of Yah cannot be broken. Men can try to break it. They can try to dilute it. They can try to say these things are not relevant. It cannot be broken, brothers and sisters. The word of Yah cannot be broken. It is not broke. It is not bankrupt. The word of Yah is what heals us. So it brings us out of this morbid state of mind. It brings us out of this suppression that causes our bodies not to function and to act right. When our bodies don't do that, then the diseases they're incubated in our bodies. And when our minds are not the minds of the Torah, we allow every kind of imagination. We allow every kind of imagination that is evil to incubate in our minds. And then it brings forth this corrupt thing that comes out of us. Hallelujah. I wouldn't mind sitting out there listening to this today, all right? Hallelujah. You know, I said to y'all, brothers and sisters, sometimes on this week, I really haven't had a chance to study like I study. I've opened the scriptures, but I haven't studied. And sometimes I don't know, what am I going to do, Yahweh? How is this going to proceed out of your vessel? I don't know how it's going to come out. I got scriptures here because I tell you where to turn. But there are no notes here to indicate how I go from here to there. It isn't just by the leading of the Ruach of Yah. Hallelujah. So there is no set pattern. It is what we need as Israel to keep us in the derech, or the way of the Torah of Yah, which is His truth. And that is what the way is. It is truth. It is imat. It is truth. Faithfulness. Oh, mine. We need to stay in the way, brothers and sisters. We've gone out of the way. We need to get back. So the word of Yah, he'll strive a greatness unto his name, unto Yahweh, his mighty name. And that's what they ascribe unto Israel, did they not? When they came out of Mizraim, who is this one that delivered them from Pharaoh's grip? Verse 4, it says, Yahweh is the Sifa, the Kifa, the Kepha. He is the rock. Come on, he is what? Come on, talk to me, Israel. He is what? He is the rock. He is the rock. He is the rock. The. Emphatically, he is the rock. His work is what? His work is what? Told me, you mean the work of Yah is perfect? Is Yahshua the work of Yah? Is he the word made flesh? So he was perfect. He's the work of Yah. Are we the work of Yah? We are perfect in Yahshua, in the power of the living Torah. His work. His work is perfect. He did everything by the work of his words, by his mouth. Hallelujah. 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 It's amazing that when he made man, and there's much to this in scripture, that when he formed him out of the dust, there was something specific about man that he wanted to touch him. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy is against man. That's why the enemy does everything, men, to destroy men, to remove them from Torah, from the life of Yahshua. I'm telling you this. For man cannot walk in the strength and the power of Yah unless Yahshua is his mindset, or the mindset of Yahshua is in him, and the derek of the path of Yahshua is his walk. He can never. But he took time to form man from the dust of the earth. And he said, this thing is special. And even Hoshimam, the heavens look and they observe this mighty power of Yah forming this thing out of the dust. Our minds cannot fathom the greatness of Yah. We can look up in Hoshimam, we cannot fathom the greatness of the sun, the power of it and the magnitude. I cannot. There's nothing descriptive among us that can express that. And they began to see this in short time, began to see the shaping of this thing. And when it lay dead, there was nothing there. And yet there was a Torah of life that was breathed into him. And out of his mouth came the Torah. He gave the Torah unto man. He gave the Torah unto the man. He gave the Torah unto the man. And Shatan knows that if he can destroy the Torah of the man, he can bring down any populace, any people, peoples, any nations. And that is what he has done. Where are the men today? None. Can even find men. Hallelujah. A far and few in between. Every now and then, there's a wayfaring man that walks on the highway. And because the enemy has ravished the woman assembly, these whorehouses, these churches, don't ascribe that unto Yah or his assembly. It is the assembly of the tabernacle, not a whorehouse where every kind of whorish power dwells and abides. I'm in the body of Yahshua and not the body, quote, of Jesus Christ, unquote. In the body of HaMashiach. He is the anointed one of Yahweh. That's who he is. For he is the word of power. He is the word of Yah breathed from his bosom. He says in verse 4, Yahweh is the rock. His work is Tomi. It is perfect. It is complete. And some of his ways, Yahshua said that he is the derek. He is the derek. Did he say that? So he said all of the ways of Yah what? There are ways of what? There are ways of mishpatim. They are just ways. His ways are just. That's what he said. Is not judgment just? When one do a truly honest mishpatim or make mishpat judgment, and it does it from the Sadiq of the Torah, it is just. And so all the ways of Yah, they are just. There are ways that judge us. There are ways that corrects us. That we will not fall from the Ahava, the mercies and the kindness of Yah. I don't want to fall from that. All have fallen. Man. That doesn't include you. All have fallen. That doesn't include you. All have fallen. That doesn't include you, Yisrael. And fallen short. The kabod, the honor, the splendor, the excellence of Almighty Yah, all have fallen. Yahweh said, I will give you a living Torah. The excellence of that Torah and that truth in Yeshua. For he is that Torah of life. For he is your Yahshua. Yeshua is our salvation. Let no one beguile you with that. He is our salvation unto the Abba, unto Yahweh. That's what he is. And that's why the enemy has caused the maturation or the maturing of this false religion in the world today. And so they all compare themselves. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. They all came from the bosom of Abraham. Oh, it may have come from his bosom. Islam, Ishmael, and the falseness of those Kohen, Kohim, of Israel to perpetuate a false doctrine that caused men to be weighed down on the obligations and burdens whereby they could not even master those burdens. That's why Shatan has weighed down the people today. Shatan has weighed them down under the yoke of the burden of this world. The yoke of Yahshua is easy. And his burden is light. The Torah is easy. The burden of the Torah is an easy burden. The weight of the Torah is a lightweight. It's a lightweight. Is he not the living word? So if he's the living word, then he amplified the power of Torah. Is it? Did he not? So the Torah is not a heavy burdensome thing. Well, I got to do that. I got to do this. That's not burdensome to me not to murder my brother or murder one. It's not a burden to me not to hate my brother. I rather love my brother. It's not a burden. It's not a burden to remember the Shabbat. It's not a burden not to take his name in vain. That's not a burden to me. It's a delight. It's an honor that he will put that in my love, that I will desire to do it. And even when I fall, that his word, Yeshua, his Torah, restores me. The Torah condemns, but the Torah also restores one. When a man did not do right by his neighbor, he had to restore unto him what he had done wrong. So that's what the Torah does. It also restores as well. And that living Torah came to restore Israel. It came to bring us back to the bosom of Yah where he wants us. A man that loves his wife, he loves her to light his bosom every now and then. He wore a veil. He wore a head in his bosom. A man doesn't love his wife. He doesn't put a head in his bosom. You get quiet on that one. Hallelujah. You like to put the head there. Or just to feel the thump of my heart. Just feel that. For what reason? Just feel it. For what? Hallelujah. That's what we feel when we're in the bosom of Yah. Yahshua is the heart of Yah. He cannot express his Ahava. This is a damn ignorant generation. He cannot express his Ahava, his great love in no other way. He said, I pull it out of my heart. Do you all hear that? He said, I pull it out of my heart. And the natural sense is like a man saying to a woman, you're ripping my heart out. You just tear my heart apart. I will, my brother. That's what it's like. And that's what Yah did. He said, I'll pull it out of my heart. Rip it out. But I'll give you something that is alive and sure. And it's Satan. That's what he did. He pulled this out of his heart. Hallelujah. He pulled this out of his bosom. He pulled this Torah out of his bosom. He did not look at something and make it on the condition of man. He made it on the condition of whom he is and the love that he had when he made man. That's what he based this thing on. That's all right by me. That's the condition of Izahava. It's a government of Shemishra that is perfect, that is Tomi, it is complete. There is nothing, no chinks in this armor. Hallelujah. Yeah, he pulled it out of his inward parts. He wants us in his bosom. That's what Yahshua came to do, to restore us, to bring us back. That's what the word of Yah does bring us, that we can sense the tenderness of his love. We can hear the heartbeat of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can sense his heartbeats. We know his heartbeats. Because when his heart beats, it beats of us. That blood ran down on Calvary of Yahshua. Every drop, it was for us. It's for you, my friend. Every drop of blood. We don't understand the reality of that because our minds are so fogged out and so bound by sin and wickedness, our own self-righteousness. You got to get bathed up and clothed up, honey. You need a wash like Israel when they came out. They had to go wash up and get themselves clean. And you got to put on the Sadiq garment of the Sadiqness or the righteousness of the Torah of Yahweh. His Torah is right. These loud dogs have undressed the folks. They're naked. They're so naked. That's why the women dress like hoes and whores and sluts. And the men effeminate and faggots. And with their pedicures and their nail cures and all. It's from hell. I like calluses in my hand. I don't want my hand soft as baby's butt. No, I don't want that. No. I don't want them like that. I want some toughness there. It's a sign of a little labor when your hands are that way. Hallelujah. So Yah wants us in his bosom. The word is to restore us. Is Yahshua the word of Yah? He is. Did he not go back unto where he came from? He ascended from above. Did he not? Then we got to go back from where we were created from. From above and not from beneath. We need to get in the bosom of Yah. And the only way you're going to know you're walking in the bosom of Yah is by the power and the revelation. And that is the revealing of the practicality of the Torah through the Ruach, through the living spirit of Yahshua. It is the Ruach to give power unto the Torah. That's why those on the day of Shavuot there, when the Ruach was poured out there, and they demonstrated that with the power of Yah. It was a demonstration of the power of Yah. They didn't act like they once acted. They didn't talk. They didn't walk like that. It was the power of his Ruach poured out. When Yahshua was in the Mikdash, what did he? Did they gave him the scroll of the book of Yeshaya? Did they not? Did he read from it? Did he read from it? He read from that, and the Torah, Moshe, and the Torah spoke of him. What book was he talking about? He's talking about the books that we're reading out of. He's talking about Devarim. He's talking about Exodus. He's talking about Numbers. That's where he's found. He's found there, for he is the Torah of Yah. I don't care what these liars, doctors, and lawyers say. Well, where is he? Well, I don't care what Judaism teach. I know what the book teaches. Hallelujah. He's in the stroll, Israel. And I'm glad of that. I'm glad of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His ways are just. He is an almighty one of what? One of what? Come on, Yisrael. He's one of what? Truth. For his Sadiq is from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is what? The truth. He's the almighty of truth. And without iniquity, just and Sadiq, or righteous, is Yahweh. Now I read to us from Yeshaya, hear you that hear, have the Torah of Yah in your left. You don't hear because you have no living Torah. You don't want the witness of Yahshua. The witness gives strength. If you're in a battle, it's always well when someone comes along to help you, isn't it? It's almost struggling to move something heavy. And sometimes I look at the wood these brothers bring in. I say, how did they get that up and bring that here? I know they didn't pick that up. That makes me cringe by looking at it. Yes, I go over to the woods area and I look at some of those logs and I say, how in the world did they hoist that up? Huh? I'll tell you, that loads get awful light when you got 5, 6, 7 brothers on that. Makes as though that your part is little of anything, doesn't it? And so it is in this labor that that when you find someone to come along and to bear those burdens, is that what Yahshua is? Is he not a burden bearer? Is that the word of Yah? Will they not bear our burdens? We can find our burdens bared up. We can take it to the word of Yah. And we can find the remedy for our burdens in the Torah. Can we not? Look at the life of David. What do you think he resorted to? The Torah? And that's where Yahshua expressed the power of his identity from the Torah of Yah, because he said, I am the words. I am the word of Yah. I am the Derek. I am the way of the Torah. I am the Yemata. I am the faithfulness. I am what faithfulness is. That's what he is. He is what faithfulness is. He is what you cannot find faithfulness but in Yahshua. He is the faithfulness of Yah. Hallelujah. You find faithfulness no other way. Now turn back to Yochanan. John 1, verse 14. Yahshua says, the word of Yah says, the word of Yah says, and the word, the Torah, was made flesh and dwell among us. And we beheld his kabod, the honor, the kabod as the only, does it say that? The only begotten of the Abba. Now, is the word of Yah full of love? Is that what it says? And we beheld the word of Yah. We beheld the son of Yah, Yahshua. The word of Yah full of unmerit ahava. So you tell me that the Torah is filled with unmerit love that we don't even deserve. Come on, Yisrael. Let us wake up. We are a drunken generation. That's what the word of Yah is. That's what the Torah is. These dogs today, this is what the Torah is. They will tell you, well, Yah's love, well, his word, the Torah, is full of the unmerited love, the Ahava of Yah. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. Where are you going to find the Ahava, the love of Yah, without examining the Torah? Tell me where you're going to find it. Yahshua is the word made flesh. And we beheld the only begotten. And that is why we, the word being born again, doesn't express the true identity of who we are. But we are the begotten of Yah. We are the begotten. We are begotten of Him by the birth of the begotten of the living Torah. That's why Nicodemus could not understand Yeshua. Yeshua said, you must be begotten. You must be begotten. There must be a life of the living power of Torah in you. Was not Nicodemus, was he a Pharisee? Was he not a learned man in Torah? Yet he could not see the light of the Torah. He was among them. He was the light of the Torah. And the world did not even comprehend him. That's why folks cannot comprehend Yeshua. That's why they reject His name. Brothers and sisters, listen. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy. You're not going to take the name of Yah in vain to say it's empty, to say it's worthless. I don't care who you are. You cannot comprehend His name. You cannot comprehend the Son. If you do not accept the Abba, His name, you cannot accept the Son. Now, you can accept all the false derivatives and the false names, but there is only one name. That His name and His word and Yah, their names are equal, and there is nothing that has the kabod or the honor like the name of Yah and Yeshua, because He is the living power of Torah that saves Israel. What are we saved by? Some kind of magical formula? Or is it by the words that Yah speaks that saves us? It is the word of Yah that saves us. We are saved by the power of the living word of Yah. We are saved because He promised to save Israel. We are saved because of His honor. We are saved because He declared it. It is not some kind of magical portion or some little stars He sprinkles. It is the word. We know we are saved because of the word. Because the Torah gives us assurance. Oh, people will say, honey, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. Can't nobody tell me I ain't saved. Well, honey, if you don't know what the Torah says, you don't know if you're saved. Hallelujah. Yah's going to save Israel. What a man is saved, he has the Torah in his life. Hallelujah. The enemy, he wants to beguile us. But Yah is going to raise up men today that have strength of knowledge. There will be men that are strong. And their pattern of life will be an example that we know that one is walking in the light of the Torah. He's going to raise up men like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I long to see. For we're in a time whereby there must be men of great strength. And of the character of Yeshua to declare the whole counsel of Yah unto Israel. We must have the whole counsel. We must. We must, brothers and sisters. This is elementary truth, but we need it, don't we? Oh, I know I do. Hallelujah. And this is no pre-rehearse, all right? This flows by the Ruach of Almighty Yah. No pre-rehearse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Yeshua is this Torah. He is the Torah of Yah made flesh, full of free unmarried love, free of the favor of Yah. Has He not shown us favor? Sure He has. And full of the imats and full of the truth. So the word is perfect. Yochanan 1:14. So if Yeshua was not full of that, then he was a deceiver. Or there shall be many Christos and many Christs. There shall. But there's only one HaMashiach. There's only one anointed of Yah that has come to declare unto us the power of the living Torah of Yah in flesh. We strive to walk in that perfection. That's why we must consider Him. And we don't consider nothing. Shame upon Israel. I don't want my life to be like it was yesterday. I don't want to walk like I did yesterday. If you don't see a maturation and a maturity from day to day, I don't want to be young again. I don't want to be 35. I don't want to be 45. I want to be what I am. I don't want to regress. I want to go forth in Yeshua. I want to see the promise of this living word. That's what I long to see one day. I'm going to see that. I don't want to regress. I don't want to go back. I don't want to say if I was 30 years younger. No. My mind was not developed 30 years ago like it is now. I would not have the experience with Yah like I have now 30 years ago. based upon zeal and strength of my youthfulness. Now it's based upon reliance upon Yah, upon the might of Yahshua. For I find nothing in me that gives me the strength but the living word of Yah. I find nothing of my anatomy that can give me strength but the living word of Yah. So I don't want to go back. I want to press forth. Hallelujah. The march is almost over with. I want to press forth. So the word of Yah is full of all. Yahshua is the word. He's the Torah made flesh. For Yah so loved the world. They quote that, don't they? That he gave his only begotten son. So it shows us that Yahshua, he could not have lied because he was full of truth. He was full of love. He was full of favor. He was full of the kindness of Almighty Yah. He was full of it. And the Torah, you find all that, brothers and sisters. This week, his generation says, well, it tells us what we cannot do. Well, I'd like to know what I cannot do because I have a great liberty to do what he wants me to do. Hallelujah. I want to do what he wants me to do. And not what I can't do. That's irrelevant. But what I can do, what? In all things, I can do all things in Yahshua. I can please Yah. I can walk straight. I can live circumspectly. I can honor my Abba. I can honor the Son. I can hover my brothers and sisters. I can do according to the diction of the Torah. We need a living truth. You're not going to make it with the dead words. We need a word that calls that which is in us to come alive. Hallelujah. Yeah, it takes a little hollering. When a parent says to the child, don't do that, the child doesn't hear it. When the parent raises the voice, a few decimals, they hear it. Do they not? And they immediately turn with attention. Come on, Yisrael. The world shows you that in the arenas. When the ball players are losing, the fans get to booing them. And when they began to boo, it shows their disapproval, does it not? And the more they show their disapproval, the more they lose. And then they began to show some kind of grit. They began to come back. And the fans began to cheer them on. The more they cheer them on, they find strength that they never knew they had. That's what the word of Yah does. That's what the Torah does. It cheers us on into the derrick of the way of the Torah to make us walk according to the truth of the derrick of the emet of the Torah. He's the word that's made flesh. And that's what Yahshua is. The power of our cleansing was not Yisrael when they had to be cleansed, or the cleansing of Yisrael. Does the Torah teach that? Come on, Yisrael, it teaches that. I'll show you that. But it teaches us the purification, the cleansing, and the set apartness. Now, my brothers and sisters, if we're not doing that today, we better have a cleansing power that cleanses us and set us apart. Do you all understand that? For the Torah of Yah is for everlasting. The statutes of Yah, they are right. They are just. They're everlasting. Yahshua in his prayer unto the Abba, Yochanan 17:17, he says to the Abba, what a profound word. And he could not use any other words. He cannot pray by any directive but by the Torah. He cannot pray this prayer in Yochanan 17:17, but how or what was the manifestation of the Torah? He says here, he says, Yah, sanctify them, set them apart through what? Your truth. Are we set apart through the truth? Is Yahshua the truth of Yah? Are we set apart through the truth? Does not Yahshua set us apart? Come on, Yisrael. Can I ask you what prayer or how was this prayer developed? Was it developed out of the Tanakh or the Torah? Sure it was. He learned how to pray tefillot by the instructions of the Torah. He knew what the Torah said. He said, Yah, sanctify them, set them apart through your truth. And Yahshua declares that he is the Derek and the Imat, the truth. Did he come to set us apart? Did he come to set us apart to serve in the Shahar or to worship Yahweh? Did he come to do that? That's what the truth does. And that's what the truth does. It set us apart. It sanctify us. It sanctifies us, if I must use that expression. So his prayer was, set them apart through your truth. Well, what is the truth? Is the Torah truth? The Tzaddik of Yahs from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is the Emet, the truth, right? Is Yahshua the word of Yah made flesh? Is he the Emet of Yah? Are we set apart or sanctified by the Torah or not? We're sanctified by the Torah. This would have been a false prayer if he had said, set them apart by the way of King Ahasuerus. Nah. He said, set them apart, Yah. Set them apart through. Through. You must come through the Torah. You must come. These are thieves and they're robbers. And they're trying to find a way in Christendom. They're trying to find a way in these false religious practices. But you must come through. He says, sanctify, set them apart through. Is he not the living Torah? So you must come through that life of the Torah, of the life of Yahshua, in order to be set apart. And if you're not set apart through the Torah, you're not set apart. Set them apart. Through. And to go through, there must be a process of passing through it. It's one thing about the Torah is for everlasting forever, isn't it? His word is forever. So you never get through this Torah until we see the living Torah, Yahshua, and then we shall be like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we shall see him. Sanctify. Well, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Spirit of the Lord. Lies. You're not filled with the Ruach of Yah. The only way you're going to be set apart is through the truth. And the truth is his Torah. And if you do not have the truth of the Torah, you are not set apart. And so Yahshua prayed, sanctify, set them, make them different, separate them from the mindset of the word through your Torah. Allow your Torah to shape their minds. Allow your Torah to form the images and to form in them the person that I am. So that's the only way we're going to be set apart, through the Torah. When Israel sinned, there was a process of cleansing in Shemoth that showed them how to cleanse themselves. Around the 13th chapter, the process of cleansing and purification, it was through the words of the Torah, through the aura of the Torah. Yahshua is the fulfillment of the ordinance and the traditions and some of the aspects of the Torah. They're all fulfilled in Yahshua. The Torah is fulfilled in him, the Torah. And so we're set apart through the living Torah of Yah. That doesn't negate the written words, because it bears witness of what's in us. And we resort to the Torah and the living Torah, that it continuously to give us that resolve and the mindset to press on, because we know it's true. We're two or three witnesses. You got the living Torah, you got the old covenant, the Torah of Moshe, and then you got the life of Torah in us, the living word. So there are two or three witnesses, is it not? So the witness is true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want truth, brothers and sisters. I have people that will write me and call, they want truth. People do not want truth. First thing the truth does, begin to separate you from you. It begins to stand back, and you see this one on the opposite side and say, that's a mess. When a man has truth in him, it examines him daily, all during the day. Hallelujah. When you have false pretense, you examine others. Set them apart through your truth, Yah. There's no other way he could pray that. There's no other way they could be set apart but by the message of the Tanakh, the writings of Tehillim, the Psalms, and by the words of the Nobi. There was no other scroll. They could not have been set apart. There was no other measure for them to be set apart. And there was no other word. There was no other truth but the Torah. Was there any other truth? Come on, Yisrael. There was no other truth. There was no other written truth but the Torah. So they had to be set apart by that which was written in the scroll. They had to be. This was not written what I'm reading in Yohanan. This was not written when Yeshua began to pray this prayer. It was far from the horizon. So we're set apart by the Torah, brothers and sisters. We're set apart. Remember the Shabbat? I set you apart. Oh, I don't care what the Luritarians say. I'm going to finish my book. There are those. One wrote me all the way from England and said, Pastor Roberts, I will be so glad when you finish. But the last 2 weeks, I've had to roll hard around here. And sometimes, I just finished a newsletter on Friday to send out. And I try to send something out every week. Because the people do look forward to getting the newsletter. But I was wore out. Been working. Working hard. And sometimes it's kind of tough to get my mind conditioned to write, to study. It does. Hallelujah. You all serve tables, all right? And leave me to for a little bit of searching the scripture, all right? I'll share everything with you. I won't hold nothing back from you. I won't hold nothing back. I won't do it trying to reap honor upon me. I don't want no honor. I need no kabul. Honor him. I won't do it for that. Hallelujah. And the thing that you read, it will give strength to what you read. You say, I was reading that. All right? It will give strength to what you have studied and things that you have read, okay? Bring clarity and understanding. So give me a little time for that, all right? Don't look like I'm going to have much time for that because we got work ahead next week. It's going to even be tougher. Hallelujah. We'll get it done, brothers. Will we not? Shalom. Hallelujah. I don't mind working. I love working with the brothers. They know that too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, my brothers and sisters, if Yeshua cried this, sanctify them, set them apart to the word of Yah, set them apart for your word is truth, then he had to have some foundation to work from or base this upon. He is the living word. But look what David says in Tehillim 33, verse 4. It says this. Tehillim 33, verse 4. Hallelujah. It says, for the word of Yah is Yahshua, the word of Yah. For the word of Yah is Yahshua. It's right. For the word of Yah is straightforward. That's what Yahshua is. It is straightforward. Is the Torah straightforward? For Yahshua, for the word of Yah is Yahshua. Yahshua. It is straightforward. It is just. Is the word of Yah just? Sure it is, my brothers and sisters. It is upright. It is proper. That's what the word of Yah is. Yeshua walked in the uprightness of the word. Because he is the word. He could not walk contrary to that. Now, if he is the word of Yah. For if the word of Yah is the word of Yahweh. For the word of Yahweh. For the word of Yahweh. It says, for the word of Yahweh is Yeshua. If he's right then. If he's the word of Yah. Then he must do all things according to the Torah. Did he defy the Torah? He came to fulfill the Torah. And that doesn't mean that it was done once he finished. It meant that he came to show us the completion or the power of the completion or the carrying on of the Torah. That is what the fulfillment is. He showed us the responsibility of the Torah. It shows us how to carry forth or to walk in that responsibility of Torah. That's what Yahshua did. For the word of Yah is Yahshua. It is straightforward. It is an upright. It is an upright word. It is a word fitting for you. It is proper for you. The Torah is proper for you, brothers and sisters. And his works are done in what? Truth. It's done in his emet, his fidelity. Well, one has fidelity. You sense that from the inward parts, do you not? And the word of Yah was in the bosom of Yah, was it not? So that fidelity must come from the inward parts. And that's what his truth is. It is a fidelity. When a man wants his wife to sense his fidelity, his faithfulness unto her, that there's a sense or there's a touch or there's some form of touching, isn't it? And if she truly lay her head on his chest, then she can sense that in a greater dimension. There's something about that move, that there is nothing more profound than that in the relationship between husband and wife. You all get off the quiet on that? Come on, brothers and sisters. You don't have to be ashamed of that. Let her lay her head there. Come on. What's wrong with that? You wives, you make yourself like the assembly. Beautify yourself that you want to lay in the bosom of your man. No more rebellious heart headed thing. You love him and obey. And some of y'all got mule headed on that because you're just not doing that. What a sad shame. Judge me, yeah. Correct me, yeah. Correct me, yeah. Correct me, Yahweh. Correct me in thy love kindness. Correct me in thy love kindness. Correct me in thy love kindness. Correct me in your judgment. And not in your anger. Lest you bring me to naught. We are a sick, twisted people. The Torah always corrects us. The Torah teaches the wife how to be beautiful. It teaches the man how to be strong and just and to love his wife. We are a sick people. Or we fight against Yah. Just say, woe, it is me, Yah. Help me to change. Why you just can't say that? You're sick. Brother gets up here and speaks on what I should do. I'm not going to fight against that. Makes me check myself. And then I will begin to practice that. I will begin to practice that. I will be a two-bit hypocrite if I tell you all these things and if I don't practice it myself. I'm a two-bit hypocrite. That's what I am. So as Yeshua, as we are in the bosom of Yeshua, so was he in the bosom of the Abba. Do we not live and move our being and our walk and our talk in Yeshua? Is he not the living Torah of Yah? Did not that Torah come from the Abba? Did not he pray, Yahweh, as you and I are Ekad, I pray that they will be Ekad with me, with us. Did he not pray that prayer? Did he not pray the prayer that sanctifies, set them apart through your Torah? The Torah teach you how to love your wife, man. Teach your wife how to honor your husband. It teaches that. Torah teaches that. And I'm not going to allow any of us, because of you, to make me capitulate or not say things that I know that ought to be said. I don't care if your expression. I don't care who you are. And I don't give a nicker's worth of fat back how you feel. It shows your imbalance of stupidity. Did the word come to Israel? Did he seek out the Lord's house, Israel? And we are lost people. We're lost in ourselves. We're consumed with our feelings, our emotion. It causes you to wander down a wayward, dark path. There's only one place you're going to find light, and that is in the Torah. You have a Torah of your flesh that loves to do evil. There's a Torah of Yah that leads us to the lights. And that light is the life of Yah in Yeshua. Speak to me this way, Yah. Oh, I'm a husbandman. I tend the garden of Yahweh. I tend the fruit trees. I look at everything. I know how every aspect of this community is, even though I haven't walked down that way in 3 or 4 weeks. I know what it is. And I know what needs to be done. You understand? I know exactly. I know exactly. And so the husbandman, he becomes the partaker. Well, the husbandman, he's a partaker. He delights in being a partaker because he can see the brilliance and the beauty of fruit coming from the trees. So he knows that if he is a partaker first, then there should be an excellence about him that because it resonates among the people of Yah, because he is pruning, he is cutting with the word of Yah to prepare them and to make sure the root is strong. So Yah sent forth a sharp knife to cut your root somewhat, to disturb you, to shock you. And that's what they do with plants. They shock the root. If we go out here in the garden when all the cabbages are producing at one time, I'll go through that times and I will temporarily disturb the roots. I'll just turn the whole head and sort of break the root. And so the cabbage will not grow as fast. You begin to see the process. It will slow down. And that one will still come to fruition, but it will not grow as fast as the one that is rooted. And so Yah come to sever you from the root of that darkness so you don't continue to grow in that spirit. You can slow down and see yourself. Hallelujah. And so you practice that. Put a head in your bosom. Your daughters, I say it, prepare yourself to be beautiful. That you will be like the assembly. You will represent the assembly, the congregation of Yah. Adorn yourself with the fruit of Yah. Oh, this thing is balanced equally. And if the woman is the weaker vessel, she has a little less responsibility. What's wrong with that? That's what Scripture says. Let me get back on track. Hallelujah. I see I need to work that angle a little bit. All right? I'll get it. You know I will. Hallelujah. 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 I'll get it. I have to learn how to love my neighbor first. Man love his wife. Yahshua love the assembly. Hallelujah. So I work that thing, not the thing, because that's a thing. I'll work that a little later. Right? Now let us get back. Hallelujah. And so the word of Yah, wait to Helium 33:4, the word of Yah, the Torah of Yah is Sadiq. It is right, it is Yasha. It is straightforward, it is just. It is proper for us, and all, now this is it, all his works are done in truth. And the firmness, the fidelity of the Torah, and the steadfastness, and the form of the Torah. That's why Yahshua, he came in the power of the Torah. He is the Torah of Yah made flesh, brothers and sisters. For the Torah was in the bosom, for the word of Yah dwelt in the bosom, in the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. There was not a sun standing there, for Yah is a rock. And the life of that Torah, it is a spiritual Torah. And although he gave us words of that Torah, we cannot comprehend the power of the Torah. So he had to pull from his bosom that living Torah in the form of a man, that we may see the power of the Torah. That's what he did. Yahshua is the excellence. Man, this makes my love shout. He's the power of this living Torah. He's the life of the Torah. If we began to cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of our flesh and ruach, and began to perfect the set apartness of Yah in our mind, we'll begin to understand the detailed things of Yah. And the more we understand, the more we will rejoice, the more we will cry, the more you will lift your hands, the more you will shout, the more you will ahava him. Reason we can't do that, because we don't understand. Understanding is a wellspring. It's a wellspring. It is a wellspring of life. That's what understanding does. And there is nothing like a wellspring of life. I'm telling you, nothing like that. When the spring usher up that great gush of water, there's nothing like it. That's when Yah says to Moshe, speak to the rock. And he smote it. See, that's what they're doing. They are smiting the rock today. He tells us to speak. Come reason with me. Come see what the Torah says. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to capitulate. He's going to show you what the Torah says. Now, see, that's why you're doing that, because you don't understand what Torah says. We need to understand what the Torah teach. We must. Yahshua did not teach anything that was opposite of the Torah. He is the Torah. And if he denounced the Torah, he denounced himself. And he could not do that. For his word, Yahshua, is faithful. He is full of the truth of Yah. Because he has come from above. He has come from above. And if there's one that expressed that in a great fashion, it is Jacob, James chapter 1:17. I know I'm not going to finish this today. I will stay on this path, all right? There is so much to the emats, the truth and the way of Yah, that I could preach on the way until I expire from this realm of life. We know that there is nothing that's tov unless it came from above. It says in Yaakov, John 1:17, he says, every tov gift, every what kind of gift? And every what? Every what? So is the word of Yah perfect? Is the Torah of Yah perfect? So where can the Torah of Yah come but from above? Is that right? Torah, my sister. That's right. That's right. You'll understand that. For the Torah of Yah is perfect. Did I not start this message off that way? For the Torah of Yah is perfect. He says every tough gift and every perfect gift is from above. And it comes down from the above of lights, the light of wisdom, the light of understanding. The brothers, they taught on that on the last tabernacle. The light of his Ruach, Ruach of fear. He says, he is the Abba of lights, in him in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now how can that be? How can the Torah change? The Torah has not changed, brothers and sisters. It has not changed. Everything in the Torah is right. Everything. Fulfill in Yeshua. Made complete. For what the intent of the Torah, man could not understand that because he was full of sin. We are full of rebellionists, are we not? We'll rebel at the word of Yah. We'll rebel at correction. It's one thing about us. We know we're getting a little wiser. We'll receive instruction, the Musar, the instructions of Yah. We know we're getting a little wiser because it makes us wiser. A wise man receives instructions. A wise person, a wise daughter of desire, she receives discipline. That's what she does. You're raising a child that doesn't hear you and they go off, their lives become turbulent. You raise one that hears you and obeys, then you will see that the beauty of that child. And that is the truth. When one rebels against Yahweh, his Torah, then their life is going to be a life of turbulence. We're not our lives that way. And yet we walked in ignorance. It's the difference between those that are heard, laid their hands to the plow and turn their back. They're not fit. You that hear this truth that turn your back, you're not even fit for the kingdom. Different if one's never heard. And so every tough gift comes from above, doesn't it? Does it not? And every perfect gift. So there's only one perfect gift. And that is the perfect, or the perfection, the perfect manifestation of the Torah. The Tomi of the Torah. And the Torah of Yah is perfect. Was Yahshua perfect? Because he is the Torah of Yah. He's the living Torah of Yah. It comes down from the Abba of light, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Verse 18. Of his own will. Is that what it says? Now I know some of your texts may read a little different translation. But it says of his own will. Not birth, but begat he us. That's how he begat us. That's how he begat us, by his own will. Listen carefully. By his own will, by the purpose of Yah, by the mandate, by his desire, by his sovereign calling, by his sovereign choosing, by his own will begat us with what? The word of what? The word of what? Now that's how you're begotten, brothers and sisters, by the power of the Torah of Yah. That's how he begat us. That's how he begat us. Was Yahshua begotten by the Torah? Sure he was. And by his own will he begat us. By the word, Torah, the word of truth. What is truth? What is truth? His Torah. His Tzaddik is from everlasting to everlasting. Then what is truth? His Torah. His Torah. His Torah. His Torah. His Torah. That's how he begat us. Not this damn Christianity. He begat us with the word of truth. For what reason? That we should be a kind of Bikurim, first fruit, of what? Of his creation. See, what he did with this creation, this first fruit, he created a living Torah in us. That's what he did. And that's why there must be a Bikurim, a fruitfulness. That's why Yahshua is coming for an abundance of fruit. He has begotten us that we should be the first fruit of this living Torah. You all hear that? We can take it lightly, and we do. We can say, we can't say it has no substance, but that is an delusion, my brothers and sisters. The word of Yah is perfect. It's right. It's right. It's right. It is right. It is just that we don't understand all things. If any man like wisdom, let him ask Almighty Yahweh, who gives every man liberally and upbraideth. When a man asks wisdom, he say, Yah, I want to walk hand in hand with you. And Yahweh says, well, that's all right. Grab my right hand. Well, what right hand is he going to grab? The living Torah. Yahshua. He said, grab my right hand. There were pictures that I've seen in the news. It's one thing that the Arabic people, there's a practice with dignitaries and friends. And I saw this when I first went to Europe. When I was in the military, I would see men, you would see husband and wife, couples, and you would see the men holding hand. Well, raised up the way I was, that was a no-no. And then you would see the women. You would see couples that probably had shared much friendship together, and you would see that, or you would see the men locked arms. And it was the symbolicness of their friendship and their love for each other. And even though this is a false picture that we see coming from the Arabic world, you watch with King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. Of course, Bush, his daddy Prescott helped establish that nation. You saw Bush and King Abdullah walk in hand, look locked like. You can't even get husband and wives to do that. But their hands were locked hand in hand between their hands. And they had these pictures that everyone... And the thing that stood out to me more than anything was, it was the locking of the hands. Men holding hands like that. That's good. Yeah. But Yah, we can't hold the right hand of Yah. There's nothing wrong with that. It's our traditions and our custom has taught us to think that it's wrong. Oh, you will find me walk with a brother sometime. I'll grab him by the arm and say, come on, let's walk. What? Come on. Let's talk, brother. Is not our hand in the hand of Yah? Come on, Israel. He said, so I have caused you to be this first fruit of my creation of this power of the living Torah. Of Yah. So we walk hand in hand with him. And the only way you're going to walk hand in hand with him is by holding the hands of Yahshua. For he is the right hand of Yahweh. And without that right hand, because there's no weapon in the hand of Yah formed against us. It is his Torah that brings us liberty and liberates us from the religious dogma of this hour. I don't want to walk in it. I've walked in ignorance for many years. I want to walk in the light, for Yahshua is the light. And you can never have light without Torah. You can never have light without instruction. You can never have light without discipline. You can never have that. You leave one to do what they want to do, do not they become foolish. That's why scripture says the child left to himself will bring shame to the home. When parents leave their children, when Yah, are we not the children of Yah? If he leaves us to ourselves, we not bring him shame. That's why he's given us the Mishkarah, brothers and sisters. It is not heavy. The Torah is not heavy, nor the yoke of the Torah burdensome. These are liars. They're liars. They don't want to talk about the Torah. When a man loves Yahweh, when those that are of Israel, they want to hear what the Torah says. When they don't want to hear that, you know they're not of Yah. I don't give a damn, and I share that with their damned who it is. I don't care who it is. And that is the truth. I don't go on that emotional swing like that. Yah love me. My mother didn't love me like Yah. Yah love me so that he gave Yeshua. He gave the power of his Torah. He loved me so much that he's firm with me all the time. Spare the rod, don't spare their butts for crying. You save them from hell. You think he's gonna save your butt because you cry? He's gonna rock the hell out of us. And that's the truth. You think he give us a discipline for our children of Torah and we think he's gonna do something differently? Well, he didn't give it this time, honey. Your seed is sown there. You're gonna reap that. Be not deceived. Yah's not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, he also shall reap. He's going to rock the hell out of us. He's going to rob that butt. He's going to say, strip it down. I want to see the naked parts. Why? Because he says, strip yourself, make yourself bare. I see all your filthiness. And you're trying to hide your sin. You're trying to hide your wicked ways. Are we sons and daughters? Has he received us? Then he corrects us and he scourges us. Hallelujah. So he's going to rock that butt. He's going to get the fat part too. Hallelujah. I was listening to one other day and he said, he was telling the people, he said that he was living in this apartment building and this lady, she would whip her son and he would just kind of like mock that because she would use a paddle or belt and he would kind of rail back at her. And so he said one day he went down to his truck. And he got her some of that coax, the cable, like what drop cord, like what mama used. She said the belt, when she tried to hit him, the buck hit her, or it hits her when she hit him. He said he took her some of that coax, and he tied it where she could wrap her hand through that. And said when she put that down on that boy, said it didn't take long. Said he bolted to the restroom. He locked the door. He said, I'm telling you all the truth. I'm telling you all, from that day, that boy never acted the same way again. His attitude changed. His personality. Because that brought the fire from him. And that's what the Torah does. It is a fire. It is a fire. It brings it from you. It does. And the way you used to walk, you won't walk it again. The things you did, you won't do that. Hallelujah. You won't do it again. This word of Yah is from above. It's from the bosom of Yah. That's why this world do not understand Yeshua. That's why they painted this false Christo, this Christ. Because Yeshua emphatically declares, he says in Yochanan chapter 8, he emphatically declares, he says this in Yochanan, John, does every tov and perfect gift come from above? Does it come from above? Yeshua declares in Yochanan 8:23, and he said to them, he wanted them to know, I'm from above, I am the gift. He said, you are from beneath, and I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. That's why we can't understand him. He said, I'm from above, you are from beneath. You are the world, and I am not of this world. They cannot understand his speech. They cannot understand his words. Why? Because he spoke of the living power of the Torah. He says, I am from above. So does every perfect gift come from above? Is not the perfect gift the Torah of Yah? Is it not the word of Yah? Is not Yeshua the word of Yah? I say to you all again, it's one thing that I know I said redundantly. That Evangelist Hartsfield taught me. You pay attention to the word, son. See, we read, but we don't read. The Torah is perfect, and it came from above. Yeshua says, you're beneath. You're earthly creatures. You're beneath the power of this Torah. And he's not talking to those that did not understand the letter of the Torah. He says, but I am from above. So if he is from above, is he a gift of Yah? Did it come from above? Is it perfect? Is the Torah perfect? Is it from above or is it beneath? It is the wisdom that is above. As we learn here on the Peshach or the Haga Matzvah, that as the brothers began to teach on the wisdom and the fruit of Almighty Yah, the fruit of the Ruach of Almighty Yah, that these gifts are from above. They're not sensual. The wisdom of Yah is not sensual. The wisdom of the world is sensual and devilish. The wisdom from Yah is above. Is it perfect? Well, what is the wisdom of Yah in? It is the Torah of Yah. The wisdom, my son, forget not the Torah of your Ima. Forget not the Torah of your Avat. My son, hear the Torah. Hear what the Torah says. So the wisdom of Yah, it comes from above, doesn't it? It's a perfect wisdom. It's a complete wisdom. It's the wisdom that fulfills the purpose of Yah. Hear me, Israel. You that have the Torah of Yah in your left, hear me. It's no time to play. We play too long. We've acted foolish. We've done wickedly. It's not a plaything. I was looking at the obituary this morning. I saw 148. I said, well, my age, but that's a little younger than me. Not much, but still. His life is going to pass, whether you believe that or not. But I'm young and I'm stronger. Honey, I'm here to tell you, you're going to die. If there's a place of close proximity where we live, we have experienced that here. That ought to make all of you wise. From out of the womb to walking out of the womb until the age of life slowed them down. To the midlife beauty of strength and character. We've seen that. We better awaken out of the drunkenness. We better awaken out of the drunkenness. So he taught me, you pay attention to words. Read that. What does it say? Read it again. Well, today's young men or young daughters of Tizan, you try to do that with them, they become perturbed. Because no one wants to be wrong. Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. Read it again. Now, what does that word say? Yeshua said, I am from above. You are from beneath. I am not of the world. You are the world. I am not. The Torah is not the standards of the world. The Torah is the standards of a people that is alive by the Ruach of Almighty Yah. Those that have not that will not acknowledge the Torah of Yah. It amazes me. I'm telling you all. That people and preachers will say, they will get on those thieves. The scripture even tells us the Torah. If a man steals because he's hungry, you don't condemn the man. You don't put him in prison because he steals because he's hungry. But you make him pay it back. All right, man, you stole my stuff. You stole my goat and you got my sheep. I understand you're young as a hungry. Come, get over here in the field. You go help me plow. You go help me pick these beans. Now, I'm going to make sure you can go back and glean some. Now, you don't have to steal again. That is the sodik, the mercies of Yah. Yet they will tell you all this. Don't murder. They believe that. They will tell you, oh, honor your mama and your daddy. And they carry on one of the most abominable days, this whole thing they call Mother's Day. It is an abominable, damnable, vile lie of hell. And they will say, oh, this is pertinent. Oh, don't covet your neighbor, honey. Oh, the Lord blessed them with a new car. Oh, the Lord gave them a nice house. So honey, just pray for them because you're jealous as a wicked, hellish thing. And yet when it comes to this, they have no problems of defying this, which is a part of that. And that cannot be complete without this. This has no value. Without this post here. This post here is not a post without this. This cannot stand alone, neither can that. They're liars. Oh, you don't have to love me. That's all right. I don't expect you that are beneath to love me. Hallelujah. We should be above. Our minds are created in the above. Now that's why we look unto Him. That's why we set our affection and our love on the things that are above and not on the things on the earth. Because we're looking up above. We're looking up above this situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so He is the tough gift that has come from Yah. And the reason why, because He is the Torah of Yah that has been made flesh. That we can understand the power of this living Torah. That it is so powerful that it makes one perfect. That this word makes one perfect. The Torah of Yah, be ye perfect. As Yah is perfect. It makes us perfect. You're not going to get perfect in another way but by and through the Torah. That's the only way. No other way. We can look some other way to come because of our works and our actions. Indeed, you will never be perfect. Hallelujah. Our imuna is to have faith, or imuna in the firmness of the faithfulness of Yah. And that's in His Torah. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. I got a few more scriptures I'm going to read because the word of Yah says in Tehillim, in Psalms 138. This is the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Dawid says, now I want you all to hear this now, because this is important. That's why Yahshua came to manifest the name of the Abba. He had to. He says in Tehillim 138 verse 2, He says, Yah, I will Shaha, I will worship toward your Kadosh Bayad HaMikdash, the tabernacle, and praise your name for your love kindness and for your truth, your Torah. He says, I know how it reads in the KJV. He says, you have magnified your word and your name above all. Now, did not Yahshua magnify the word of Yah, the Torah, above all? Did He not magnify the name of Yah above all? Is not the name of Yah magnified in Yahshua? He magnified His word above all. I know what it says in the KJV. You have magnified your word above your name. But you have magnified your name and your word above everything. The Torah is above everything. It's above every kind of damnable tradition. Your black tradition, your white, your Jewish, your brown, your Asian is above all of that. For He has magnified His name and His word above all. The name of Yahshua is above every name. At that name, even Jesus is going to bow. Devils are going to bow. At the name of Yahshua, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is the living Torah. He is the strength of Yah. Did He lift Him up? Did Yah lift Yahshua up? He said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men. You see, a man cannot come unto Yah. We know what a man is. He has the Ruach of Yah in him. And He made man breathe the breath of Him. He became a living Ruach, a nefesh, a living soul, did He not? He said, if I be lifted up, I draw all the men unto Me that have the Ruach of Yah. If you don't have the Ruach of Yah, you're not going to be drawn unto Yah. Yahshua is not here to draw you unto the Abba. Hallelujah. He's not here to draw you unto the Abba, brothers and sisters. He's going to draw all men unto the Abba. He has magnified, He has made His name above all. He has magnified His name above all. He has magnified His word. Yahshua, there's nothing, no tradition, no philosophy, no dogma, nothing that's above the teaching of the Torah and the power of the living Torah, Yahshua. There's nothing, nothing at all, nothing. Because the word and the Abba are the same. They are one. They are Ikad. That's why He said it is not robbery. Why was it not robbery for Him to be equal with Yah? Because He is the word. He is the word. He is the word of Yah. And the word of Yah always, it came from the bosom. And everything we offer to Yahshua, he sends it to the bosom of Yah. That's what the Torah does. It brings out unto the Abba. I won't finish this week, but I will finish it. I'm going to keep on this path. Hallelujah. I talked with Pastor Pennington. He said he's been teaching on something for the last 3-4 months. Well, if he's been doing that, then I certainly can stay the course for at least a couple few weeks. Hallelujah. I wish I had that ability. I really, really do. Because I can walk in here in the morning and the whole service is altered. And then I may pull this book up like it was this morning. And pull this book up and find the scripture. And I will know what I find the scripture because it will say, nah, talk that. Oh, the scripture talks to me. Hallelujah. Oh, the scripture corrects me. It does all those things for me. That's what the Torah does. The ketu or the ketve of Yah. Yahshua, as he spoke unto the doctors, the philosophers and philosophers of Torah, he says in Matitiyah 5:17, I may close here, one more two verses. He says here, Yahshua says, Matitiyah 5:17, now he says, think not, don't even consider it, that I am come to weaken or destroy the Torah. Don't even think about it. Or the Nobis. Or the Nobi. I have not come to weaken or to destroy, but to completely reveal in it its intended fullness. That is actually what he is saying. I come to reveal unto you the intended. You all hear that now? The intended purpose of the Torah, to make us complete, perfected in Yah. So if he destroyed that, then he destroyed himself. If he debased the Torah, then he was a false charlatan and a deceiver. He could not do that. Brothers and sisters, you cannot even be saved but what the Torah says. That's the only way. Hallelujah. You cannot be even saved. You cannot be saved any other way but by what the Torah of Yah says. So he came to fulfill the power and to reveal unto us what the Torah says. I'm going to close here. Turn. There's much more. I will continue on the next teaching. I want you all to hear this. He says in Luke 10:25, the physician, the one that had the ability to understand the ailments and the sickness of man. We're sick because we're not walking in Torah. Hallelujah. Having health problems, brothers and sisters, because we have eaten in a way that has poisoned our bodies. And believe me, you're just going to pay for it. I am paying. You are paying. We all are paying. But that doesn't mean that we cannot rectify that and alter that. We can change it. And it begins in the mind of the Torah to be faithful and obedient unto Yah. It says in Lucas chapter 10. I would have begun reading at verse 5, and I want you to hear this as I close. It says, verse 25, Lucas 10:25. And behold, a certain lawyer, and that signifies a Torah teacher. A certain Torah teacher stood up, and he tried Yahshua, he tempted him, saying, Rabbi, mighty one, is this what he says? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? Does it say that in your text? If you all see that, say, oh, man. So that's what it says, right? He asked Yahshua, what must I do? Listen, my brothers and sisters, you better hear me. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Well, the liar say, come and say, quote, oh Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, you got eternal life. Lies. Them lies from hell. Them there are lies. That there is a lie. They ask Yahshua, what must I do? He's tempting and trying him. Yahshua, he says to him, what is written in the Torah? Is that what it says? Is that what it says? Is that what it says? He said, what is written in the Torah? How does it read or read it? And he answered and said, you shall love Yahweh your Abba with all your love. And with all your nefesh and with all your strength. And with all your mind, and you love your neighbor as yourself. You notice you love Yah with all. And then you love your neighbor as yourself. Now, is that what the Torah says? Yeshua answered and says, and he said unto him, you have as the right. This do, and you shall live. This you do, and you shall have eternal life. There is no eternal life outside of the teaching of the Torah. I don't give a nickers what the rat's cat dung, what the liars tell you. There's no eternal life. And there is no salvation in this little. Come before Yah and say, okay, I'm sorry, this and that. Okay. Damn liars. I don't say that to be funny. Because it's comical what they do. That's right, old man. Hallelujah. That's not eternal life. You want to find eternal life? See what the Torah says. Hallelujah. Yeshua is that living Torah. So they'll say, oh, I know I'm saved, honey. And I'm sanctified. And I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Honey, you may be filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't doubt that. No problem at all. And I know the Lord. I ain't going to argue with you on that one. But you have not eternal life. Now, if Yeshua speaks to one that was eloquent and knowledgeable in Torah, he said, what does the Torah say? He did not say what I say, because he is that. He is the eternal life of the Torah. I'm telling you, what does the Torah say? Well, so how can you say you got this part and to hell with this part? This part teaches you to love with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your might, all your nephesh, your soul, all your being. That's what that's saying. And then you love, as you love him, you will love you. And because you love him, you love you. Then you will love your neighbor as you love you. They're liars. We've been deceived. Certainly we have. I'll never forget many years ago, Pruitt asked me, he called me. Somehow he found me. I don't know how. He said to me, I want to ask you one thing, Brother Roberts. Have you ever been deceived? Because most folks will say, no, not me. I'll never forget how I answered him. Immediately that Yah brought this to my Ruach in the Word from just studying. I said, we all have been deceived, my friend. For the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. I say, because I've been deceived, that doesn't mean that one is lost, because it is something that is much more monumental than the being deceived. I said, Shaul said to Galushia, O foolish Galushia, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, the Torah. So it's the difference when one has been deceived and one is bewitched. We have a bewitching power today that bewitch men not to obey the Torah of Yah. So we all been deceived. I just don't want to be bewitched. I don't want to work in that spirit, because the bewitching spirit is one of rebelliousness. And when one rebel against the Torah, they are bewitched. I don't give a damn if it's your granddaddy or your grandmammy. It makes no difference at all. It's the same. May Yah enrich you today. May he strengthen Yisrael. May he cause the fatness of his abundance to shine upon you. We greet you all that have joined us live in our live stream broadcast. May the blessings of Yah, the Esha, the life of his living Torah, Yeshua, shine greatly in you. For there is no other salvation that we can get but in the Torah, the living Torah of Yah. And it is the Torah, the living word, Yeshua, that saves us. And there is no other eternal life. So may he strengthen you all. Brother Michael, his wife, they wrote me a letter on the email and said, I can't wait until Shabbat to eat some sweet bread. Hallelujah. And whether it cuts or whether it causes one's flesh to be exposed, it is still the sweet bread. So they eat Yeshua. Isn't he sweet? Oh, taste and see how sweet Yah is. Taste the Torah and see how beautiful it is. Brothers and sisters, I'm not here for some kind of way of hypocrisy, some kind of falsehood. I will be on my own, out doing my own thing. That's not what I want. I want to be with the people of Yah. I want to love them. I don't hold nothing back. I'm not a false brother. I'm not a beguiling brother. I say that. I'm not a thief. That I am not. I do things honestly and open before my brothers. And they know it. Whether they buy it or not, that's the way I do it. Hallelujah. I don't want to do it another way. Hallelujah. So may Yah strengthen you all. May his blessings rest upon all Israel. Yah barak you all. May he strengthen you, Israel. Let us stand to our feet. Shalom. Shalom to you all. He barak you this day, Almighty Yah. Bless your people. Give us guidance as we journey to our homes. Bless them, I pray, in your Yahshua's name. We pray for our families and our friends that have joined us and all those that have been faithful to your words, Yah. Bless them, I pray. Give us guidance this day as we rest in our homes. In your Yahshua, we barak you. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.